Alfredo Corchado joins us. He's Mexico bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News. He's written about the murder of Sergio Dante Almaraz, who was a friend as well. Welcome back to the program, Alfredo.
Hi, Alex.
I saw in an article you wrote about a year ago that a government spokesman said they're going to devote all the energy that they can to solving this murder. What has happened?
A few weeks ago, the Chihuahua Attorney General, Patricia Gonzalez, said that the state had finally identified some suspects in the killing of Mr. Almaraz, but she didn't release much details other than to say that their whereabouts remain unknown.
So actually, you say the Attorney General of the state of Chihuahua says that there may be a break in the case. Before he was killed, Sergio did implicate several people, and of those people, none of them are suspects or officially identified as suspects.
All indications are that they're going after other people who may be tied more to the police department. But again, all the details have been pretty murky up to this point. Unfortunately, many of these cases in Ciudad Juarez, whether it's the death of an attorney or the death of more than 400 women, the murders remain pretty much unsolved with little hope of justice for the victims.
Well, you mentioned these series of serial murders there in Juarez. Haven't there been some arrests in those in the last few months?
There was big arrest. That was Edgar Alvarez Cruz, who was arrested on August 15, 2006 by U.S. Marshals in Denver. He's in jail in Juarez, being charged with 14 murders. But to this point, a lot of the charges on him do not appear to hold up. His own background does not suggest a criminal history. Even his former wife and his employer in Denver has come out with dates that suggest that he was in Denver at the time some of these murders were taking place in Ciudad Juarez.
And I think there were a couple of other suspects also in custody, but I gather real questions about whether or not these people actually have anything to do with these murders.
Exactly. I mean, the case is being based on a man by the name of Jose Francisco Granados, but his credibility is very much in doubt. Mr. Granados has a long rap sheet in El Paso and New Mexico and is currently serving time in New Jersey for immigration violations. But much of the stuff he's been saying about Mr. Alvarez Cruz has so far not held up.
So as things stand in Juarez, the murder of the lawyer Sergio Dante Almaraz a year ago, the man who was defending people who he said were wrongly accused of participating in these mass serial murders down there. He was shot down on the street, and essentially nothing has happened in that case. I mean, you wonder, is there any good news to be had out of Juarez?
Well, the only good news coming out of Juarez is that Juarez today has a state-of-the-art forensics lab, partly funded by the state of Chihuahua and the U.S. government. It opened last year, and the U.S. ambassador was at hand for the inauguration. He and others are hopeful that the lab will help solve cases and prevent further scapegoating of suspects. Other than that, the mystery deepens, and the nightmare continues for many of these families.
Alfredo Corchado, Mexico bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News, speaking with us from Mexico City. Alfredo, thank you again.
Thank you.